The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boy, is this a good Friday or what? It is Friday, the 29th of March, 2013. In the midst of all the gloom and doom and everybody feeling really insecure, I'll tell you, understand that there is hope, and there is always hope. As long as we have good men with regard with their, for their fellow men, there is always hope. By the way, Chief, can you give out those websites again? Because I'm going to post it on republicbroadcasting.org. It gave me the idea when I heard your Facebook was shut down. Give me your website addresses, and we'll post them on republicbroadcasting.org.
Great. It's Chief Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, .com. And the other site is oathbreaker.us.
Oathbreaker. And then I take that's a little takeoff from Oath Keeper, right?
Yeah. I'm very good friends with Stuart Rhodes. We speak on a regular basis, Stuart and I. He's a very, very good man.
Well, I know him as well. Him and Richie Mack do a lot of things together, and I'm trying to get Richie to do a program on the network. Come to think of it, do you have any spare time?
Sure.
Would you like to do a program on this network?
I would be honored. It's your show, John. I would be honored. It would be my honor.
No, it would be my honor, because I'm here to do one thing, and that's to uphold all that's good and righteous and demonstrate what's right for the people that don't know what's right. That's been my job for 20 years, sir.
I applaud you. I applaud you for that, and you're an honorable man.
Tom,
I would be honored.
Well, I thank you. We'll talk about that one later. Tom in Valley Forge. Hello, Tom.
Hello there, John. Thank you for having the chief on. I appreciate you and everything that RBN does. And hello, Mark. I'm sure you know who this is.
I believe so.
Yep. You're every night when I drive through Valley Forge Park, I pull over and just pray that the soldiers that fought there would be revived and get on a bus headed for D.C. with directions to the White House. And I tell you, if you ever have any problem with these guys, you know to call, and we'll be out there to back you up.
Amen to that. I hear that. So far, it's been only words right now with this thug sheriff that's up for re-election, this Democratic thug. He's a gun grabber, and I called him out on it. He's the kind of man that will take your gun and shoot you with his, and I have a real problem with that.
I know, you told me a story about the people in your town that they came and took the guns away, and then you had a fight to get them back for them. That was, that's scary. You know, I'm glad I worked for a good police department, because I couldn't deal with a bunch of guys that are running around like hot shots, you know?
Yep.
You know, it used to be, guys, that a guy wanted to be a cop one of two reasons. He wanted to be in services to his community, but there were some guys out there that wanted to be little Billy Badasses to wear a badge and a gun. That's the way it used to be. Now the situation is reversed. All right, let's take this break. Tom, if you've got anything else, hang on a second.
Okay, I got one more thing for you.
Okay, great. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, we're back. Tom, did you have anything else for the chief here?
Yeah, chief, my partner and I are going to be out there. I got your Andersons on sheriff waiting to come out. We're going to come out there and see you and give you that. And the only other thing I have to say is weapons are like parachutes. When the day comes that you're in desperation for either one, the day will, and you don't have them, that there's a good chance you'll never need one again.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you later. You take care, watch your back, and we'll come out and see you. Thank you, John. Okay. You're a great guy.
All right, thanks, Tom. I appreciate your
take
call.
Care, Tom.
Yeah, do you notice something going on here, Chief, that this really isn't that big of a country? You hearing the voices coming from all over the place?
You're absolutely right. They're coming from everywhere. I heard from so many great patriots all across this great nation over the past few months. It's very inspiring. And if I can inspire one person to do one thing, to stand up and say, enough is enough, then so be it. We all need to do something, no matter how big or small it is.
Well, if you don't mind getting a few emails from good patriots, I've got quite a mix here. Over the years, I've heard from judges and police officers and lawyers and doctors and, you know, the plumber and the candlestick maker, just about everybody, such a broad section, cross-section of American society. If people want to get, they want to email you, can I give out your email?
Sure, absolutely.
It's info@chiefkessler.com, and Kessler is spelled K-E-S-S-L-E-R. Chief Kessler, info@chiefkessler.com. All right. And, Mr. Producer, did you get those web addresses? I will have them posted Monday morning. All right. By God, I think we've got a real crack at getting our country back and doing it nonviolently.
I hope so.
Man, I hope so, because I'm getting kind of old to go to war.
I hear you. Let's hopefully we can have a big enough impact and a big enough voice where we say enough is enough. And, I mean, when you look at the debt alone, it's frightening. There's a reason why they're doing what they're doing with the billions of rounds of ammunition that they're sucking up, with the debt spiraling. Was it $3.2 billion a day the administration spends on what? On probably those vacations to wherever he goes, $7 million vacation trips that we're paying for, you know.
Yeah.
It's just there's much more going on than we know, and I truly believe that. Not that I'm a conspiratist or any like or that type of thinking in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying that there has to be more going on behind the scenes that the American people know about.
I don't have to go out on a conspiracy limb. I've got enough dealing with the conspiracy fact. I love facts and I love background and I love true and correct information. I'm not interested in somebody's whacked out idea about something. If you can prove it to me and it's legitimate, I will listen. Art, you're up next. Hello, Art.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Chief, great to talk with you. I've been waiting for this show all week, man. I have been looking forward to this. I had my alarm clock and memos all set up to remind me to listen. Excellent conversation. Kind of got a question, though. Man, there's so many things been brought up. God, I don't even know where to start, but I'll stick with my original question. This whole conversation began with the Second Amendment, and of course I'm looking at your homepage here, and that's the first thing pops up, Second Amendment. And I am a firm believer that there is no need for interpretation when it comes to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, any of that. If you can read with a sixth grade education, or at least a decent sixth grade education, you can read it, understand it, know exactly what it means.
Right.
So if you hear this argument about gun control legislation, who should and shouldn't be allowed to have firearms, and when I read the Second Amendment, I go directly to Black's Law, 1908, or 1809 rather, and I look at the definition of arms, and it's very clear to me exactly what they're talking. And to me, when you say that, you know, certain people should not be allowed to own firearms, I go, wait a minute. Where in the Second Amendment does it restrict who can and who cannot? And so here is my dilemma. You take, for example, someone who, okay, he screws up in his younger years. He commits a felony. He goes to prison. He does his time. He gets out. My opinion, the guy's done his time. Paid his debt to society, he should have the right to own a firearm if he wants one. And my attitude is, I don't care what piece of legislation it is, whether it's local, state, federal, anything that goes contrary to shall not be infringed, carries no force and effect of law, it's immediately null and void. So, my question to you, I don't know the laws in Pennsylvania, or actually I should say the statutes or public policies. I studied law for a few years, so I don't know what Pennsylvania statute is. But you come across a fella, he's got a pistol on him, he's got no license, he's an ex-felon. Let's say, just for sake of argument, he served 1 year for possession of marijuana. Okay, I'm just drawing, grabbing out of the air here, just trying to create a scenario. But he's got no permit, no carry license, no nothing. What do you do with him?
That's where officer discretion comes into play. Huge officer discretion. Maybe the guy could be a good man. That question was posed to me down in Bucks County, and that's the Lion's Den of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, PA, Bucks County. That's the liberal land down there, and I was in front of maybe 300-plus people, and the rate, bunch of good people, and somebody had posed that question down there. And if you look back in time, when people went to jail, back in the olden days. Uh-huh. First, they took their guns off them. They did uh-huh. their time. The first thing they did, the officials did, when the person got out of jail, was give their guns back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there used to be a time when you got out, yep. after you got done serving your time, they gave
yep,
you your gun,
gun.
They gave you 20 bucks, yep. and they gave you a horse.
Yeah, but the idea about it was property. It was the same thing if you would have had a silver dollar or a gold coin in your pocket, your guns, whatever, that was your property, you got it back.
Exactly. No, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that. Everybody screws up. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I've never met nobody perfect yet, unless it's God himself, and I never met God yet.
There you go, and I ain't met him yet. But, hey, Chief, real quick before I hang up, because, John, I know you got a lot of people holding here.
Oh, yeah.
When you go down to Texas, I'm not exactly sure when this is going to be, but you'll be coming right through my state. If you don't mind a camper, I live in a camper. If you don't mind, you got a place to stay. The offer's there. I'll shoot you an email. It's up to you. Take it. Here's the offer. You got a place to stay. Coming through South Kentucky, Southwest Kentucky, if you need a place to stay while you're on your trip, I'll put you
absolutely,
up for a number.
Brother.
And we'd love to have you.
I'll tell you what, he's got a lot of friends out there, and he's making more of them every single day.
I think he's got far more than he knows, John.
I know
guys.
That. Okay,
great one.
Okay,
take care.
Thanks. Appreciate your call. This is one of my favorite calls to take from Chicago, Chi-Town, Rahm Emanuelville. You know, isn't it strange, Mark, that here's a town that they've got some of the strictest gun laws in the country, and mm-hmm. they can't keep the criminals from killing themselves?
Ain't that something?
And then they want to turn around law-abiding citizens and have never committed any sort of crime whatsoever. They're prohibited from protecting themselves against the thugs that are armed.
You're absolutely right. It's disgusting.
It is. Jerry in Chicago. How are you doing, Jerry?
Real good, guys. Good to talk to both of you, and it's good to find out that you got somebody with morals and scruples and knows right from wrong. And, I mean, that's one of the things I like about RBN is the host, the guest, and the callers. I mean, I think there's a good little group of people right there. I got a question for the chief here, and that was, I'm sure you heard about the bully cop that jumped over the bar, beat up the bartender that was one-third his size, and a woman. And this guy simply got suspended. He has not been sentenced. I mean, as if it was not a crime, and he was allowed to do this. What do you think about something like that?
That is, I haven't heard about that, but that just blows my mind. That an officer who took an oath to uphold the law and uphold the Constitution just feels that he's above it, that he can go around beating people around on or off duty, that's disturbing. That people should be outraged over that. They should be calling for his job. He should have been criminally charged with assault. You know, when I gave my speech down in Bucks County, after the speech, a guy came up to me and said, you know what happened a couple of days prior to your arrival? And I had no clue. He said the cops shot and killed an 89-year-old woman that was offering help to a neighbor that was being beat up by her boyfriend. The boyfriend opened fire on the cops. The cops riddled the entire front of the building complex with bullets. The elderly woman opened up their door because the girlfriend was pounding on it during the gun battle. As soon as she opened the door, she got shot and killed. Now, the DA was in the meeting where I spoke, and I didn't know until after the meeting, but he ruled it a clean shoot. Mm. Now, that is just disturbing. Can you imagine if that was your grandmother? How would you feel? How would you react? Or if that was your family or your mother? I mean, this is, these cops, I'm speechless sometimes. I get so angry and frustrated because they're not teaching them to be police officers or peace officers, as my friend Chuck calls some of them. They're teaching them to be thugs.
Enforcers.
You're right. Enforcers. That's a good word.
Yeah.
I like thugs, but enforcers, that's another good one.
Paid mercenaries.
Oppressors.
Yeah. Paid mercenaries, man. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Jerry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And I know what he's in reference to, by the way. That's an older case. We've got a break here. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, we're back discussing many things here with Chief Kessler, Chief Mark Kessler from Pennsylvania. Man, there's a lot of things running around in my head because I've interviewed cops before. I have talked to retired FBI ATF. I have never been one to be afraid to approach anybody that's in law enforcement. Never have been, never been intimidated. And Chief, over the years, I've had, I can remember in California, I had a gentleman that was suited up and walked up to me, and he just had the look and feel, and he presented his card, and it said it was FBI. And I looked at him, I said, "What can I do for you?" And he says, "Well," he said, "that's not my official job anymore." He said, "I retired. When I was down in Quantico, I had a couple of the old mossbacks, or the old graybacks, kind of take me under their wing. And after being at the FBI for a while," he said, "I looked around and I saw what was going on." And he said, "I had a choice to make." And he said, "I grabbed a cardboard box," and he said, "I walked into my office," and he said, I put my personal effects in that box," and he said, "I walked out of the office, and I never regretted it and never looked back."
Good for him.
Yeah. ATF guys as well. I mean, when the NDAA came out, I did my own little personal survey with county deputies, police department, state DPS, and all of them echoed the same sentiment to me, that we don't like this. We don't like it at all. And it made them extremely nervous. because we've seen what the FBI itself and Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, and God knows whoever else, has been putting information out to the police departments and sheriff's departments across this country for decades.
Right.
I'm sure you heard the latest one, the FBI warning the police departments of these sovereign citizens, and up to the point where they actually made the claim that this could be very dangerous for your health, because these people would much rather shoot you than look at you.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. They are telling law enforcement here in Pennsylvania that they sovereign citizens are terrorists, and they want to kill everybody that has a badge. I don't believe that.
And I don't either. And I've been involved with the Patriot movement and constitutional movement and any other movement that was freedom and liberty based for a number of years. And I can sit here and tell you that is a flat out lie. That nobody.
It's a smear campaign. What they're trying to do is I'm taking it that they are worried about these people. So now they're going to smear them. They want to smear them. They want to get the police on their side to smear these group of people, a certain particular group of people, they're too American. They won't come out and say that. They won't come out and say that they love their country and they believe in their country and what our founding fathers did so we can have our freedom. They're going to say now they're a patriot group or a sovereign citizen group, mm-hmm. and they're terror. They're a domestic terrorist. It's a bunch of BS, if you ask me.
Well, and let me flip that one around. If that's in my opinion, if that's their view of me, and I stand by all that it's righteous and good and the law and the Constitution and all of that, well, then if they want to brand me a terrorist, okay, I'm a terrorist. I have become a stranger in a strange land in my own country.
And because, you're right, and I never would have thought I would see the day in my lifetime where I would have had, where I needed to stand up for my own freedom, for the people that I serve and protect every day, just to keep our firearms. We had to pass that legislation, that Second Amendment Preservation Resolution, nullifying any federal or state or local laws, rules, acts, etc., that we're not going to recognize them in Gilbertson Borough. And, brother, when I tell you this, it went viral. I'm not here on the radio today talking to you for anything else than my freedom, your freedom, everybody's freedom. I'm here to honor my father and every American that shed their blood or gave the ultimate sacrifice defending, and that is our country, our Constitution.
I am just, several years ago I was interviewing a woman that was a general in the United States Army, and she was sent to Abu Ghraib prison over in Iraq to try to straighten out the mess over there. We all heard the stories about the prison torture and humiliation of the prisoners. And she went over there, and she was basically, she was left holding the bag. And they busted her down to full bird. And I was interviewing this woman on the air one day. And just what I did with you, Chief, I asked her, I said, have you ever done radio? And she says, well, I'm doing it right now. I said, no, that's not what I mean. You're being interviewed. I said, have you ever considered doing your own radio program? And that was General Karpinski, and she did a radio program on this network for almost a year. And I am just pleased as punch to saddle up next to people that understand human dignity and respect and the law and will not tolerate the shenanigans, whether it be people, public servants in office, or a run-of-mill criminal in the street. It makes no difference to me. Everybody is under that same purview. Everybody is under that same responsibility. And by God, if you cannot conduct yourself in a manner that's conducive to civility, get the hell out. Go do something else. Go be a security guard at Walmart, for God's sakes, or be a greeter at the door. I don't care. But get out of public office and get out of that damn uniform. Chief, we've got to take a break here. Can you stick with me a little bit longer?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, we'll take this break. We'll be right back with Chief Kessler.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Chief, I want to play you a little something here that was sent to me, some 16, 17 years now. And it's from it was from an Arizona state patrolman. And he decided that he wanted to put down his feelings in form of verse. And I can think of no better place to play this at this time, and I'm sure that you'll appreciate this.
I had a dream the other night that I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Whoa. Have you ever heard?
Very inspiring. Never heard that, but that is very, very inspiring.
Every time I hear that, Mark, I'm sitting in studio here, and the tears are just rolling down my cheeks.
That is absolutely fantastic. That is unbelievable. And I hope that inspires more people to stand up, more law enforcement to stand up, more just the American citizens to say we've had enough. Because that, sir, I'm speechless. That was just phenomenal.
Well, and I have this great sense, and I will give anybody a chance. And I've got the sneaking suspicion, Mark, that there are many good cops out there that they really want to do the right thing, but I myself believe that they're afraid to step out of rank.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I've been hearing from chiefs of police and individual officers all across this great nation, and they support me, but they won't come out publicly and support what I'm doing, or come out publicly and say they won't go against the federal government, they won't go against their own local elected officials or their states. They're going to be silent on the matter, and this is a time where they can't be silent no more. I put my neck on the line when I did what I did. I sat the people who put me in my position. I'm not elected, I'm appointed. I sat them down and I told them, you need to make a choice here when it comes to this vote on the Second Amendment Preservation Resolution. It's all taken an oath, and you need to uphold that oath and abide by that oath. And you need to uphold the Constitution, and in the Constitution is the Second Amendment. And there's nothing in there in the Second Amendment that gives the right anybody to pass any laws to infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. And they passed it unanimously. They upheld their oath. And now there were Democrats and Republicans, and they got some slack for it, too. They got one state representative came to our council president and said that they will withhold federal funding and state funding if we pass that resolution. And he was quite concerned about it. And he came to me and I told him, I said, you need to do the right thing. Took an oath in office, you placed your hand on the Bible and you swore an oath to the Constitution, not to purse strings, not to this state official. You swore an oath to your country, to the Constitution. You need to uphold it.
Do these? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do not these chiefs of police that have contacted you, do they not understand what they're, you know, I don't want to give it a historic role. Maybe the problem is that they don't have a sense that they have enough backing in their jurisdictions that they could stand.
That could be a problem. I believe that they are worried about their jobs and what their elected officials who oversee their contracts, who oversee the hiring and the discipline of their departments, are going to do in retaliation. You know, look at Philadelphia. Their chief of police has come out staunchly for gun control and for confiscation and the whole nine yards. You know, and he should be doing the complete opposite. He needs to take that uniform off and resign from his position immediately, in my eyes. And same with the chief of police in Washington, D.C. She needs to go when she came out in favor of an assault weapons ban. The only assault weapons that I know of disperse more than one round with one pull of the trigger. I never came across a legally owned assault weapon as they want to portray the semi-automatic personal defense weapons that you can buy at Cabela's or any gun store, you know, with the AR-15, the AK-47, they're not assault weapons. They're personal defense, semi-automatic rifles. That's, the technology's been around for well over 100 years. An assault weapon is a machine gun, period. That's what I carry on duty. I carry an M16 capable of firing 750 rounds per minute. That's what I carry. And let me tell you something else, John, that, and your listeners, that the myth that that thug in New York City, that bum, Mayor Bloomberg and Rahm Emanuel and all the rest of those scuzz buckets out there, that the police are just outgunned, we're far from it. Far from it. We have automatic weapons. The police carry automatic weapons. I'm here to tell you right now, we are far from being outgunned.
It's a thin blue line, isn't it?
Correct.
But you're now being pointed, and I've made a point of trying to get this message across to the powers that be for a number of years, those that are in that position and wearing the badge of authority, that you're being set up. You're being set up between the people, and you're being set up by the government. And I've told these people repeatedly, I do not want to see anything bad happen to you. But for God's sakes, wake up. Look what's going on around you. Look what's going on. You mentioned automatic weapons. Well, where did the ban on automatic weapons come from? St. Valentine's Massacre. Here were a bunch of criminal thugs in Chicago that decided that they were going to off their opposition in a garage. They used Tommy guns. Citizens, ordinary citizens that had access to those weapons, weren't going around shooting the people in the streets of Chicago down. They were law-abiding. They were not criminals. They did not break the law. They did not murder and rob. So out of the example, and this is the old example, of the criminals and their play toys that we disarm everybody else that's law-abiding. No, you hammer the hell out of those criminals is what you do.
Exactly. I had a discussion the other day with one of our, with an elected official, commissioner who runs the county. And he signed on to Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is just a front for just a gun-grabbing group by Mayor Bloomberg out of New York. And I asked him, why is he a member of that? And he said to me, he's against illegal guns. He's not against the Second Amendment. He's against illegal guns. And my response was, I can't walk into a gun shop and buy an illegal gun. And his response was, well, I'm against the stolen guns that go out and kill people. And my jaw almost dropped when he said that to me. My reply was, you're blaming a inanimate object. You're not blaming the person who's using the gun to kill the people. You're blaming the gun. It's not the gun. It's the person who's pulling the trigger. I And that's where we need to make that distinct definition there, that difference. It's not the firearm that's doing it. It's the person that's holding the guns, the person that's doing the killing, the murders, the rapes, you know. They just don't know what they're talking about. These gun-grabbing people have them so duped. These people are just duped. And they're signing on, and then they're saying, look at the 800 mayors and commissioners and state officials across the country that are calling, demanding gun control, demanding bans on every kind of firearm, you name it. And believe me, if they ban semi-automatic rifles, they're going to ban pistols. Oh. They're going to ban bolt action. They're going to ban shotguns. And then we're going to be left defenseless.
And when that day comes, I mean, just through the economics and the banking system, we've become slaves to the private corporation for the issuance of those greenbacks. Not really money, it's just measures of debt. And I got to tell you, Chief, I mean, I have seen this coming for many, many years. 20 years ago, I was talking to bankers, telling them that you will see a collapse of your own system within your lifetime. And they wanted to know, well, what president of what bank are you, or what do you do in the bank? I said, I'm a factory rat on the floor of General Motors in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And they said, well, how do you know? And I said, pay attention to what you're dealing with here. Chief, we've just witnessed the biggest ripoff in human history of governments, of people, through these damn bankers. These are true criminals. Do you see these guys going to jail?
No, they're the ones with the billions and billions of dollars living in extravagant lifestyles while we all suffer, while we the people suffer and pay them to rip us off. You know, it's not right.
No, it certainly isn't. I've got another call here. Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm Fred. I'm from California, and I graduated in 65 and got drafted in 68 and ended up as an infantryman up in the Iron Triangle and Vietnam, Cambodia, and, you know, I'm so grateful I'm here. I shouldn't be, you know, and I got out, and I wanted to do two things, travel through Europe and got to see Jimi Hendrix's last concert, and I wanted to finish school, and I did, and then I wanted to get a job where I could do some good, so I became a fireman, and then I got disabled and 5 back fusions, and I ended up in bed reading history to get away from my pain and listening to talk shows. And, you know, one thing I came to realize was this. You know, if the Vietnamese did not have arms, you know, we could have defeated them, but they didn't. They had arms, and we were wrong over there. But the long story short here to the present day is this. You know, I've been, sending email messages to our sheriff and gotten on several talk shows to invite him on. To state his position on the Second Amendment and how important his position is. And you know something? I haven't gotten any reply. I am going to send a letter. But you know something that's really ironic? And I've never felt this, even going through the 60s, and that was a really powerful time, and we're heading into that time. You can feel it. But I am actually afraid of my own government, to be honest with you. You know, I've had times where I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't call in these talk shows and give my opinion because they're listening, you know, and I've gotten through that. But the point is I have a fear that, you know, and it's amazing. Have you gone through this?
Chief, I think he's asking you about your fear factor, how you overcame it.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, because...
Let him respond. Let him respond, Fred.
Yeah, I don't fear my government. You know, I know what they're very capable of. You only live one life.
Yeah, you do. You do.
You only live one life, and you can only die one time. You know, and they could do whatever they want to me. I'd rather die on my feet as a patriot than be on my knee as a servant. Peasant or slave, that will not happen to me, sir. And they don't intimidate me, and I'm sure I don't intimidate them. You know, I am who I am, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, whether they like it or not.
Well, that's always been my attitude as well, Fred. And I quite frankly, I never understood the fear factor.
Because yeah, I know. It's something that, you know, even going through the 60s, and there was a lot of confrontation between the establishment and us young ruffians, you know. And but today, you know, with all this new electronic and technology, you know, I mean, you know, we're being recorded.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we're being monitored, but I've gotten past that point of fear, you know, and that's why I'm talking to you today. And, you know, I spent 10 years in bed disabled, and so I had what I thought was a waste of time, you know, but I did a lot of reading of history, and I had no idea where it would take me. And I finally found your show, you know, about 2 months ago, and thank you for what you're doing.
Fred, it's my duty and obligation as an American to do what I do every single day. That's my duty and obligation. It never quits. I owe a debt, and I'll endlessly repay that debt.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To all of you out there, that if you get fearful or you just get into a conundrum, I will just say this to you. The greatest hedge against fear is courage of your own convictions. If you know you are right, well, then you go with it. That's what's kept me on the straight and narrow all these years, Chief.
I hear you, brother.
I absolutely amazed. These 2 hours, I'll tell you what, I could have kept you here all day. Because many people, I guess people need to see and be demonstrated what it and you don't consider yourself to be anything special.
No, I'm a simple man. There's nothing special about me. I just stood up for what I believe in, for what my father taught me to believe in, my country, my rights.
You know, I was just thinking during the break, for these chiefs of police and police officers that contact you that, you know, kind of had that little willy-nilly thing, I'm going to send you over an MP3 of the visitor from the past that we played on the show. And if they've got a heart and they've got a conscience, let that gnaw on them for a while.
Amen. I hear you on that one.
I think they have to be demonstrated what it is to, and maybe they have forgotten. Maybe the goodness has been beat out of them. I don't know. But I know we have a lot of good people in this country. This is not the country that I was born in, and it damn sure isn't a country I'm going to die in. Before I shuffle off this mortal coil, I will do my absolute best to set things right. I can go live in any country, in any democracy, any place on this planet, but there was only one constitutional republic, and it was put together by men, most assuredly. But it was the one thing that the government respected the people. As that gentleman said, Fred in California, about fearing his government. Well, I don't fear my government. I weep for their stupidity. I weep for the men that have gone before us, trying to make sure that their future generations yet to come in this country had a free piece of ground in which to operate on and to live. This is a gift that I don't know if people realize this. Sometimes they take advantage of it or they don't give it its just due. But such a gift we have just to be walking around and talking. I mean, my God. And to live as free men among other free men is one of the greatest blessings I think a human being can experience.
Absolutely.
You said I had one more caller. Okay, let me take this. It's Florida, is it? Ralph in Florida. Ralph, we have about 2 minutes.
Okay. I just going to make a quick comment, you know, that fear is not allied to the brave. And when they have you in that situation where you're quivering, you're shaking like a leaf, then that's where they have you. That's where they need you to be at. But I'm a spiritual person. I speak about spiritual things. I'm not a law person, but I respect the law. And I respect those who uphold it and try to keep order. I do the spiritual side of things. I try to wake people up on the different prophecies that are taking place right before us. But anyway, either way, we're both on the same scope. And there's no fear here. Because if I had fear, then I couldn't wake up the people out there who are dreaming. Who are just basically dreaming. They're stagnant. Their brains are stagnant. It's frozen. They cannot wake from their realities. And that's pitiful. That's pitiful.
Ralph, that's a great way to end this show, and I'm out of time. Thank you so much. ChiefKessler.com, Oathbreaker.us. Chief, watch your six.
Absolutely, sir. It's been an honor.
Well, and you and I will be conversing here in the near future, and I hope this is an example to everybody. Thanks again, Chief. Talk to you real soon.
Take care, Jeff.
You too.